What is up, guys? Welcome to the Friday edition of Before You Bet. I am Andrew Cayley, and I am pinch hitting today for our guy Joe Osborne, who's off to Florida to cover UFC 299. That's really awesome for him. Make sure to go follow him on X and Instagram. He's going to be producing a lot of great content for us down there. But we're going to be producing a lot of great content here as well. Great show for you today. Prop master himself, John Mettler, is coming in to talk some NBA betting. And with Joe to the country, I've got a bit of free reign with the show. And with opening day less than 3 weeks away, we're going to talk some MLB win total picks a little later on. But before we get underway, please, guys, hit that like and subscribe button so Joe lets me come back and do this again. But let's dive right in and bring in Mr. Mettler, my partner in prop betting crime. John, how is it going today?
Good, good. I know you enjoyed that Bam Adebayo 7 minutes right last night.
Love that first quarter catch. John is hot right now, 8-2, 5.47 units over his last 10 plays. Unfortunately, we haven't been too hot at the same time right now, but hopefully that changes today. And I'm just going to start us off right off the bat here. Going with Darius Garland, under 22.5 points tonight. He is going up against a strong Timberwolves team. Garland has been more passive shooting the basketball since returning from a jaw injury, just 12.9 shot attempts per game. That's down from 16.1 attempts prior to the injury. And I think books are over-adjusting to Donovan Mitchell's injury here a little bit. Garland is taking more shots, but he's been less efficient, 31.9% from the floor, and he's landed below this number in 3 of his 4 games without Spida. Then there's that Timberwolves defense, obviously the top rated in the NBA, particularly tough against opposing guards, lowest opponent field goal percentage for opposing guards this season. And I also don't care that the Wolves are on a back-to-back. Wolves are a tough team. Covers prop projections have Garland at 19.8 points, and he's gone under this number in 16 of his last 18 overall. John, I know you've got a play in this game as well. What do you got for us?
I'm going Anthony Edwards over 4.5 assists. It was trading at plus 115. First of all, before I talk about the prop, if you didn't see Anthony Edwards block last night, go look it up, because I've seen like 100 times and I still like can't process what just happened. It was the craziest thing ever. But this guy is a freak. But more specifically to the assist prop here. So Karl-Anthony Towns yesterday, we found out he's injured. He has an injury to meniscus. He's having surgery. He's going to be out for a month. The Wolves are already a team where like they really rely on defense. They kind of already struggle to produce points at some points in games and stuff. Now Towns is out. This offensive workload is going to completely shift to Anthony Edwards. Like the pressure is on him to produce points at this point. And you saw it last night against the Pacers, 44 points, 35 shot attempts. I just don't think he can, you know, he's going to have to carry this offensive load, but it can't be strictly with points. He's going to have to create. And I think this assist prop is kind of flying under the radar here just because he had 3 assists against the Pacers last night. I mean, Anthony Edwards is someone who trades at 4.5, 5.5 when Towns is healthy. Now you're giving us Towns is out and you got 4.5 plus money. I just really like that price, but I don't think it got adjusted for like kind of the switch in usage for Edwards with Towns being out. I also think the Cavaliers, you know, the Pacers just can't really do anything on defense that forces Edwards to pass. I think the Cavaliers can. So that's why I like his assist prop.
Yeah, he had 3 in the first half last night, and then he kind of just went into crazy score mode yesterday late in the game. But really like that projection here tonight for that. Let's move on to the New Orleans Pelicans taking on the Philadelphia 76ers, where I've got CJ McCollum going over 16.5 points. I think McCollum's shooting slump recently is giving us a bit of betting value here. 38.1% from the floor over his last 8 games. He's only gone over it, this number, in 3 of his last 5. But McCollum is the Pelicans' most reliable shooter, and he's having one of the best shooting seasons of his career, 45.7% from the floor, including 42.2% from 3-point range, averaging 18.7 points per game. But the big thing I like here is the Sixers' defense has been awful without Joel Embiid, second worst defensive rating in the NBA since Joel has been out since basically the end of January there. They're also allowing the 5th highest opponent 3-point shooting percentage over that span. And this is a good matchup for him just in general. I think even with his struggles, he's still gone over this number in 11 of his last 20 games overall. So John, I think this is another game where we've got another play in this. I think it actually might even be the same player. So what do you've got for us?
Yeah, it's the same player. So we're looking for 17 points and four assists because I'm playing CJ McCollum over 3.5 assists against the 76ers. I bet this at plus 104 this morning. It's moving pretty fast. This is my favorite play of the day, like 100%. For McCollum, so we attacked this on Tuesday with McCollum against the Raptors, and I was talking about, I think his assist total kind of got suffocated a bit here with the pricing because, you know, he played 15 minutes against the Heat, but that was because he left with an injury. Then he played, I think it was 25 minutes against the Pacers. That's because the game was, the Pelicans destroyed him. It was a complete blowout even in the first quarter. So, like, if you go through his game logs, his minutes are down, the assist numbers are down, but it's not really reflective of the role that he plays within this offense. It was just kind of like a fluke situation with the minutes. The thing is, the Raptors game that he played on Tuesday, it like doubled down on our narrative here. He played 22 minutes. So once again, it's just adding to this price. This shouldn't, CJ McCollum's just not a 3.5 minus 120 player. He should be 4.5. And then also the matchup, like Kaylee was just saying, the 76ers defense is not good. There's no rim protection with Joel Embiid out of the lineup. That, and you know, McCollum's surrounded by teammates who can finish shots in the paint and convert potential assists. The last time, so they played earlier this year, Zion was 11 of 12 from the field and Embiid was out for that game. Oh yeah, 11 of 12 from the field. So if you think if McCollum sets him up, he should be able to finish it, and that's really good for an assist prop.
Yeah, I love it. 17-4 for McCollum tonight. Love that.
It sounds very realistic, like not really? A stretch at all. Like 100%.
Yeah. So I've got one final NBA player prop today, and it's for John's Magic nonetheless. I didn't plan this out, but just what stood out to me on the board. We're going with Franz Wagner. Over 1.5 made threes tonight. Wagner is a very streaky shooter, obviously. He had an awful 9-game stretch where he was just shooting 15.2% from 3-point range. But in the 11 games prior to that, he was shooting 40% from 3-point range and hit two or more threes 9 times in that stretch. And I think he could be starting to heat up here. He's coming off a performance where he went 3-for-7 from beyond the arc against the Wizards. And now he gets a good matchup against the Knicks team, another team missing a key defender. Knicks looking really bad without OG and Nobi. They looked like the best team in basketball for a while there, I think in the month of January, but then OG got hurt and it has not been the same. 25th in defensive rating without OG, 7th most made threes allowed, per game for the Knicks without him as well. And Wagner's just a bad matchup for them without Randall and OG and Nobi. They don't have, like, Hartenstein is not the type of guy you want covering Wagner, so he went for 32 and 21 points in the last two meetings against the Knicks, going 4-for-9, a combined 4-for-9 from 3-point range. I think he keeps firing from deep here tonight, over 1.5 threes for Franz Wagner.
Yeah, we got someone in the chat here trying to ruin your bet a little bit.
Oh, look at that. Let's go Magic from Joe Osborne.
Yeah, me and Joe hopped on the Knicks futures bandwagon about a month ago, and they've not been the same since. So,
yeah, they just need to get OG healthy and Randall healthy. But yeah, right now it does not look good.
All right, my final pick is Bogdan Bogdanovic over 3.5 assists. So Bogdan Bogdanovic, you know, this is a guy who he was in the running for sixth man of the year, but the Hawks, they're kind of tanking, I guess. They have a lot of injuries too as well. So he's been, the last six games, he's been starting. Trae Young's out. You know, there's more pressure on Dejounte Murray, other guys to create in this offense. The thing, so when he was inserted into the starting lineup, his assist total went from 2.5 to 3.5, which is fair. But they kind of, the books need to make a second adjustment here because in their last game, Jalen Johnson was out with an injury and Kobe Bufkin, who's a rookie, he's been the backup point guard to Dejounte Murray. He can create some offense too. He's also out for Friday. So on top of Trae Young being out, you know, these two players who are kind of helping out create offense while Trae Young was out, they're both also out. So now the pressure is really going to fall on Dejounte Murray and Bogdan Bogdanovic to create offense for the Hawks tonight. I just don't think this price point reflects that. You know, he was 3.5 when they were in. He's still 3.5 even money when they're out. I really like this for Bogdanovic. He's cashed a couple of assist props for me this year too.
Really, really like that play as well. So to quickly recap here, guys, I am on Darius Garland under 22.5 points, McCollum over 16.5 points, and Franz Wagner over 1.5 made threes. Well, John is on Anthony Edwards over 4.5 assists, CJ McCollum over 3.5 assists, and Bogdan Bogdanovic over 3.5 assists. Thanks so much for joining me here today, John. Good luck with all your bets.
Yeah, let's hopefully that matters one month.
Yeah. Well, there goes John. And guys, now, guess what? It's my show, and we're talking baseball. Nobody wants to talk baseball yet, but I certainly do. Hopefully, we talk more baseball and before you bet as the summer approaches here. But let's bring you some regular season win totals that I've targeted so far this season. And let's just get right into it, starting with the Tampa Bay Rays over 84.5 wins. Same old story for the Rays. Develop unheralded talent, particularly when it comes to starting pitching, trade off that talent, and win baseball games. Last year, they were projected for about 88.5 wins and ended the year at 99-63. This year looks no different to me. Sportsbooks have them at about 84.5 wins. Some projections out there, like Fangraphs, have them in the 86 range. They got a good return in the Tyler Glasnow trade, so they're stockpiling that farm system again. And just really, this is the best coach team in baseball, and they give you reason year after year not to doubt them. So I'm just not going to doubt them this year as well. Until they prove that they are taking a step back, we're going to go with over on the Tampa Bay Rays, 84.5 wins. Next up, we're heading to the NL Central, where I'm taking the Cincinnati Reds over 81.5 wins. Now, the floor might be low for this team, but I think the ceiling is extremely high as well. Guys like Matt McClain, Ellie De La Cruz, Christian Encarnacion Strand, ton of upside with this Reds team. And what I also like is that this front office seems motivated to support that young talent, bringing in Jeremy Candelario to hit in the middle of this lineup, Frankie Montes to support the starting rotation. Also, more importantly, I think the National League Central is a wide-open division this year, not a real standout team. I don't hate them to win the division at plus 340, but they won 82 games last year. I think they look better on paper in 2024. I think this is a team to watch, over 81.5 wins for the Reds this season. And this is my favorite win total of the season. It pains me to say it a little bit. The Miami Marlins under 78.5 wins. Unlike the Reds, the Marlins front office does not seem interested in supporting this team's recent success. The only real notable free agent signing this offseason has been an over-the-hill Tim Anderson. They won't have their best starting pitcher from last season and their best hitter. Sandy Alcantara is out with Tommy John surgery. Jorge Soler signed with the Giants. On top of that, the Marlins were one of the luckiest teams in baseball, 33-14 in one-run games last season, so you kind of expect a bit of a regression there. On top of that, National League East is going to be really tough. The Braves, the Phillies, I don't even hate the Nationals at this point. The Mets can't be worse than they were last year. So like I said, I think there's a bit of a regression coming here for the Marlins. So there you have it, guys. Thanks for joining us today. I hope you enjoyed the picks. Good luck with all your bets. And I'm back Monday as well. So we'll see you then for the next edition of Before You Bet.